Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today, and I know that it's getting close to Christmas time. And we've got, we don't have very many days left, amen. We got to go get things ready to go, and I'm excited. I love this time of year. What a blessing, amen. What a blessing. I know that we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ every single day, but there's just something special about Christmas, amen. And I love the family. I love the getting together. I love our church events, all of those different things. We're so excited. Amen. We've got the Rogers family up now. They're going to be singing from their brand new Christmas album, amen, that they just put out just this past week. And you can go on their website at www.rogersfamilymusic.com and download this music that we've been playing on the radio this week. You can download those songs for I think it's $20, but boy, you'll enjoy that. Amen. It's good to have that part of your music and be able to listen to it while you go down the road. And so I challenge you to go on there. Amen. www.rogersfamilymusic.com and see if you can get you a CD. All right, at this time the Rogers family is going to be singing. Appreciate that good number from the Rogers family. Amen. Go rest, you merry gentlemen. We're going to go now to another song for the Rogers family. I saw that same light. Hope this is a blessing to you while you listen to that.
One lay in a manger, one bright starry night. Three wise men came searching.
They cried out, "A Savior unto you is born today."
down from heaven. It pierced through the darkness where I had been to show me the way.
It brought me salvation.
It brought me salvation.
And wonderful peace.
And wonderful peace. And just as they did, I went on my way rejoicing in
All right, that's the Rogers family. We appreciate them helping us out on the broadcast today. We've been looking at this week in Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 28. The Bible said this, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good." You know, I've been talking about this week on the radio. We've been speaking about the fact that I'm not the man that I used to be. Amen. That old man is dead. That old man that done the things that of the world, he's gone. I mean, he's no longer there. And so we are still fighting this flesh, no doubt, but that we ought not be doing the things that we used to do. Amen. I'm not the man that I used to be. I want you to see in the text today, and once again, I'm going to give you that verse, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, a thing which is good. We've looked once again at I'm not the man that I used to be, but number two, I have a responsibility that I did not always have. You know, I would expect Paul to have said something like this, let him labor with his hands so that he can take care of himself. But in fact, it says something quite the opposite. It says this, it says, let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good that he may give to him that needeth. Now, if we steal, we're stealing from the needs of others. We worked, however, that we might be able to help other people. So think about it this way. He said, laboring, working with our hands, the things which is good. God is not against hard work. He's not against you having a job. He's not against you having a skill. In fact, God specifically gives us skills. Amen. God gives us qualities. He gives us talents to be used. I think about the grocery store for just a moment. I've got several people in my church, and they all have different tasks. They all have different responsibilities. And I just got to thinking about the grocery store. The Bible said, let him that stole steal no more. Amen. But speaking once again about that last section, work it with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. Think about it this way. If you've got a grocery store, there's some things that you need. You need groceries. You need food. You need those items, those liquids, all of those things that you need to for your body. You go to the grocery store to buy those things. However, those things didn't show up on the shelf just without work. Amen. Somebody had to put those things on the shelf. And so the Bible said once again right there in that section, he says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, work with his hands the thing which is good. So if you steal from the shelf, then there's you're taking away from the needs of other people. And I see it this way, let him labor working with his hands. So that old man that used to steal no longer is to steal, but he's to put on the new man, the born-again man. He's born again, a child of God, change. Amen, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen. And so now he has a job. Now God has given him an ability. God's given him a task. Amen. And he's working with his hands, and he's providing a talent. He's providing a trait. He's providing something for other people, amen, that they might be able to purchase. We've got needs, amen. We have, when we go to the grocery store, we have needs. We want those items to be on the shelf so that we can purchase them, amen. But, somebody had to put that there. We talk about the truck driver. You know, the truck driver has to, I've got a man in my church, he's a truck driver, And he goes down to Florida and he picks up produce from places in Florida. And then he turns around and he brings them to the grocery store. But there's people down there that's in Florida, and also here in the mountains and all over the United States, they plant fruit and they plant vegetables in the ground, and they work hard and they labor with their hands, and when those things come forth, well, they pluck them, and it's time for harvest. They pluck those things, and then they are taken and put on a truck, and then they're packaged, and they're put into a processing facility, and all kinds of different. But everything that we're talking about this evening, all of those things are put on. I mean, those things are jobs, a responsibility. There's trades that people have. I've got a guy in my church that he is a master welder. He is a TIG welder. He actually welds microscopic things. God's given him that talent. Amen. And so if we work with our heart, with our hands, if we labor, the Bible says that we're doing those things which is good. And so laboring, working with your hands, the things which is good. And God wants us to work. God wants us to be faithful. Amen. God wants us to work hard. The Bible said to work, work, work. Amen. I tell our young people all the time when they graduate from high school, I say, all right, it's time for you now to go get a job. Amen. Go get a job. But what happens if we don't work? Well, the Bible says it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 10, if any would not work, neither should he eat. You say, preacher, that's harsh. No, that's what the Bible said. If you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. If you don't work, you don't deserve to eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:11 says this, the verse right after it. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Why is it important to work? Why, preacher? Why should I work? Well, because I'm a child of the King, amen. I have a responsibility that I've not always had. I still know more, but now I'm productive. I'm a product of the King of Glory, amen. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 31, whatsoever you do, do all for the glory of God. I have a responsibility to work for the Master, to help others, amen. I tell our people, look, don't work for your boss, man. Let Christ, let God be your boss, amen. If you're going to do something, do it as unto the Lord, amen. Do it like the Lord Jesus Christ, like you were doing it for him. I said, do it that way, amen. Do everything you do as unto the Lord. Not only am I not the man that I used to be, and not only do I have a responsibility that I've not always had, but I only give you this last one real quick before we close. I can also now, because I am not stealing, because I'm doing what God's called me to do and using the talents that God has given me, I can give something that I could not give before. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. I tell you, we need people working in our day. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.